Hi, welcome to the Barry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Natalie.
No Jason today, but one of our most adored humans is joining us today for a conversation that is going to go in a little bit of a different direction from what we're used to speaking with her about. Miss Laura Grabo is here.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back.
We love having you on the podcast because you are the human that has really helped us shift our mindset along our bariatric journey. But you yourself have been on a different kind of journey last year, and we are really excited to learn all about it. You walked every single day in 2023, correct?
Yes, I still can't believe it, but I did. 657 miles total.
Okay.
I know.
This is incredible. This is incredible. We are really excited to learn some of the backstory about why you decided to do this and really dive into what you learned in your year of walking. So if you are listening or you're watching this podcast and movement, which is one of our Berry Nation pillars of success, has been something that you have struggled with, we know this conversation is going to inspire you to shift your mindset around movement and to look for creative ways to make it just something that happens every day or more often. So before we dive into the conversation, Laura, will you take a moment and just introduce yourself to anybody that has never met you before?
Yeah, so I'm Laura Grabo. I'm coming to you from my home in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm a bariatric therapist. I have an office and I work at home. Today's a home day. And I have been working with bariatric patients since 2003, so 21 years this year. And my passion is exactly what you've already mentioned, is mindset. And I want to make sure our bariatric patients have the best success with their bariatric surgery. They want that more than I do. So I provide them a missing piece, a piece I call head work. And how I do that is in a variety of ways. I own my own counseling and coaching practice. I also am an expert in the Berry Nation community, which I absolutely love, facilitate support groups. I speak at patient events and provider events, and I also teach classes, and I've created online courses and live classes as well. So that's a little bit about me.
You do so much in so many different capacities for the bariatric community. We are honored to know you as a friend, as a professional, and of course, have you in the Berry Nation support community. So if you want to get to know Laura more and you want to learn from Laura, join the membership community and attend all of Laura's support groups. They happen all week long, different times of the day. My favorite one to attend is it's 11 a.m. for me, Pacific time. It's your general bariatric support group. And it just grounds me, grounds me. I know, Nat, you have a favorite too.
I pretty much all of Laura's groups are incredible. I've gotten out of going to emotional eating because it's gotten so big. There's so many
It's
wonderful
shrink
members that have.
shrinking a little bit.
Oh,
Come
okay.
back, come back.
But yes, I love all of Laura's group. I go when I can, and every time, like April said, I just feel grounded and like more prepared to tackle my life, berry and
Yep.
non-berry life.
Right.
Yes,
Well,
yes.
and that kind of highlights a really great point. I too was going to emotional eating at one point, and I was also attending life and maintenance. But when you actually do the work, right, you kind of stabilize and you're like, oh, I'm actually really good in this, which frees you up to go explore other areas. So for me, attending general support right now is where my head's at. But I can certainly see a future. In fact, I'm pretty close to it now where I'm going to start attending emotional eating again, right? Because that head hunger is back and I'm having a hard time fighting back against it. So the beauty of Berry Nation, of the support community, is that you get to pick the support that you need right now in the moment, right? So if you are looking for something specific or you're ready to transition, right, maybe from the honeymoon into that life and maintenance phase, there is support for you there. So head to www.berrynation.com to learn more about it, or berrynation.mn.co to just get signed up. Hey friends, it's April, and I want to welcome Dive Bar Nutrition to the Berry Nation family. They are official sponsor of the Berry Nation podcast, and we are thrilled to have Professor Phil and his team on board. Jason, Natalie, and I have been enjoying Dive Bars for years because they taste amazing, they have great macros, and they are really built to help us succeed. Dive Bar Nutrition is just launching a new bariatric friendly called Dive Bar Bites. They're the mini versions of their best-selling bars, and they're caffeine-free. You can buy a Dive Bar Madness kit and discover what flavor is your favorite. Head to Dive Bar Nutrition right now, get that Dive Bar Madness kit, and join us to crown your favorite Dive Bar flavor at the end of March. And don't forget to use code BERRYNATION when you check out to get 22% off your order. Say, let's just jump into this conversation.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. So Laura, we really just want to turn the mic over to you. What was your year of walking all about?
Yeah. So I've always loved to walk. I have been a walker since my 30s. I was a runner before then, but then had some back surgery in my early 30s and it was just time to say goodbye to running. So we don't have to run. There's a lesson number one. So 2023 came along and I'm all about ditching New Year's resolutions and talking about healthy, sustainable habits and what can we add to our life. And I thought about, it didn't start out, I'm going to walk every day in 2023. It started out, could I walk every day in January? That was just my goal. Could I walk every day in January? And how I was able to accomplish this is I didn't give myself these really crazy all or nothing parameters, that my only parameter was I needed to walk every day in January, and it could be as little as 10 minutes, because some days that's all I could get in was a 10 minute walk to my corner and back. And that counted, and that was okay. At the same time, what was really fun is I had connected with a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, someone from college, and she's like, oh, I'm walking every day this month too. So that is what, that was a big benefit coming throughout the year, is growing in friendship with Cheryl, someone who I was really close with in college, and then we had lost touch and now we're extremely close again. And not that we walked together, but we kept each other accountable. So we used the Map My Walk app, and we were both friends on it, if you will. And that was a great way to also keep track of my miles on a regular basis and in my days and my movements. And they had a challenge. I can't believe I did it, but it was walk 2023 kilometers in 2023. I think if someone else wants to do the math on that for miles, but I did it. It was like, I know I walked 657 miles and I did that. I accomplished the Map My Walk challenge, as did my friend Cheryl. So then January finishes and I realized that wasn't that hard. And there were so many benefits to it that I said, Cheryl and I both talked about, let's keep doing it, but only a month at a time. So we'd give ourselves these monthly challenges and we'd get her done.
I think there's so much value in taking it month by month, right? Because we think, I want to, even if your goal was to walk every day that year, 365 days is a lot more intimidating than just 12 months in your brain. And so I think chunking it out like that and having the accountability, right, with your friend and the app that you used, I think there were a lot of accountability tools. But I really am seeing that value. And I'm just going to start month by month. Can I walk every day in January? Can I walk every day in February? That seems a lot more attainable to me.
It was. And then I was really amazed about how little things add up. It's like, oh, I've walked 50 miles. Oh, I've walked 100 miles. Like, how did I do that? And that just really fits with practicing what I preach. When we start small, the small add up to the big. And it felt really good. And then by the time I got to March, I was like, yeah, there's no turning back. Like,
Right?
I'm
It's
doing
that
this.
we always talk about this in Berry Nation, right? There's a misnomer that we have to have motivation to do something, but really motivation is created when we take action. We have to take action first, and then that action is what actually creates, builds that motivation. So really what you just said is an example of that. We just have to do it, tired, angry, mad, upset, not inspired, and just continue with that consistency. And that's what actually grows or builds that motivation.
Absolutely.
You said something earlier, and we're going to dive into this in the bonus episode of this. We're really going to, I know you're going to share with us the mindset that, or the that negative talk that you were having up here in your head and how you shifted it. So if you're a member of the Berry Nation support community or you support us on Patreon, you're going to get that conversation. But you said, I gave myself permission to just walk 10 minutes. How did you get there? Because I know that that is something a lot of us struggle, right? We discount a shorter time, and instead of just doing shorter movement, we'll say, well, it's not even worth doing it. So how did you get yourself there?
I needed to, and I forget, you guys probably know better than I, maybe it was Atomic Habits who said, do what you can do on your worst day. That should be your goal. And I may have misquoted the wrong author on that. But it's, make your goal what something, when I have a really crazy day, I didn't want to feel the pressure of I have to go do a 30-minute walk. It was, I can walk 10 minutes. Anyone can walk 10 minutes. We all have 10 minutes.
I don't know if it was James Clear or not, but what a profound thing. It kind of reminds me of what we, again, always recommend people to do on the days that you don't want to bariatric anymore. Do one thing. Do one
Right.
thing. Not all the things. Do one thing.
Yeah. And another big piece of it, which was one of my takeaways, and I know we're going to jump into all the things I've learned, is understanding keeping a promise to myself and valuing a promise to myself. There was something so powerful to show up for me every single day. You mentioned that I am a very active bariatric therapist and involved in my work, and I am a mom, and I am involved in friendships. I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert. I'm a giver. I'm a doer. And I think especially as women, we're socialized to caretake other people's needs before ourselves. And I thought, you know what? It's time. It's time to show up for me. That's okay. I can make time for me and not put it off because something else came up. And that felt really, really good to keep a promise to myself. We can keep promises to other people, but to keep a promise to myself, to say, I'm essential, this is important, I'm going to do this for me.
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Berry Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
I'm being brought back. I feel like life, you go, you ebb and flow with what's important to you or life changes. And I remember making that promise to myself during my pre-op and then into my post-op, the first couple of years of my post-op. I walked basically every day. And I made that promise to myself. And I think recently, just life is lifing, and I lost that that promise, right? I kind of that kind of flew out of my brain. And so I think again, there's so much huge value in making that promise, sticking to that promise. I think Jason always says you sign a contract with yourself and you got to keep that contract. And it's like, man, I've been slacking on my contract to myself. I signed it almost 4 years ago. I need to sign it again. I need to revisit that. But yeah, having that promise to yourself, And keeping that promise is so valuable and so huge, and a huge part of my journey that I have to get back to. So I appreciate you saying that. It's a good reminder.
Absolutely.
So, Laura, what were or what are your big takeaways from your year of walking?
Yeah, so one is that I actually did it, right? Like, wow, like I walked every single day of 2023. That is amazing. We ended, Cheryl and I ended our walk with a it was a New Year's resolution run or something like that. That's another thing. You don't have to run 5Ks. You can walk them. There are many, many walkers. And so that was a 4 mile, and it was really emotional when we crossed the finish line on December 31 on that 4 mile walk, and to have my family there and my dog, who did so much of my walks with me, Samson. Lots of tears when I crossed the finish line on December 31. So that was the biggest takeaway. Like, wow, I really did this. But I was so excited to come to record this podcast today. I'm like, I really need to, it forced me to sit down to say, what did I learn? So what, no surprises. Where did I go reflect on getting ready for this podcast? I did an hour walk. I had time, it was cold. But I bundled up, and my dog and I went out, and we walked for an hour, and I really reflected on what did I learn. And I think the takeaway is it improved my health at all levels. I had physical benefits, I had emotional health benefits, mental health benefits, spiritual, and I'm going to add in their social, which are, we could even say, those, we all have needs. We have physical care needs, mental health needs, emotional needs, social needs, spiritual needs. And I grew in every single one of them, which I'm more than willing to talk about, but I think it's that's the general sentence.
Yeah, if you feel comfortable, we would love to know kind of how you did grow in each of those facets of your life.
Right. So I think all of us know that obviously walking and movement is just really good for our physical health. It's good for cardiovascular health. I mean, it's good for it's good for everything. It's good for me as a woman in her 50s who is in perimenopause and focusing on bone health. Walking is good for our physical health. We know that. What was new to me is how strong I felt, and how in shape I felt, and what it allowed me to do with increased stamina just because I had been walking every day. So, a few examples I will give of that is, well, I love, I'm a Great Lake girl. So in the summer, especially, I'm at Lake Michigan often. And, my daughter, so I have my last daughter at home, so I'll be empty nest in the fall. So I'm really just trying to soak up every moment with her, Emily. And we went to the beach a few times this past summer. And by the way, I loved getting my daily walks in when I was at Lake Michigan. But she's like, Mom, can you jump off the pier with me? I'm like, I'm 50. I don't know, honey. She's like, you can totally do it. Probably, it was a safe day. Lake Michigan people, you will know there was no rip currents. It was a green flag. I never would have jumped off the pier if it was dangerous. So not only did I have the stamina to jump off the pier, the hardest part of jumping off the pier in Lake Michigan is getting back up again on the ladder. I'll be honest. And it was no problem for my daughter. She's, 18. She just jumped right off. And by the way, it was very cold, Lake Michigan's cold. But I jumped off, but I got back up. And then I did it again and jumped into the water and I got back up. And again, it was getting up back on the pier, climbing that ladder and getting back up. And I really believe that was because I felt so strong because of my walking. Another beach example is all of my family joined us for a beach day. They live on the other side of Michigan, so they don't have beautiful Lake Michigan, but they came over, and there were so many of us, and you have to walk from the parking lot through the sand with beach chairs, with coolers, with all your beach toys. And I wasn't out of breath at all. And my husband and I both commented on that. to say, like, look at us, you know, not in a prideful way, but like that was like piece of cake. And so I just felt so strong. And I think it's important to talk about, so many of us, especially in the field of obesity medicine, are like, oh, we got to walk to lose weight. We got to walk to lose weight. We got to walk to lose weight. That wasn't my number one physical benefit, which will bring me into the other ones. I didn't lose any weight in 2023. I stayed exactly the same number. But what I did is I toned and I got stronger and I lost inches. And my health improved at all levels physically. And my doctors were thrilled that I walked every day.
We so often downplay or discount walking, right? We'll say it's just walking. But the physical benefits that you just described are exactly why walking is so powerful, right? We think that we can only build muscle and work on bone health and do all these things if we're doing something extreme or weightlifting. But you are, you know, evidence that that is just simply not the case. Walking helps us improve all facets of life, including strength and how we feel. It's important that we shift our mindset around that, because what we might be thinking about walking just isn't true.
Right. And, you know, back to my reflection on, you know, the biggest impact, you know, we think of walking for physical health, was mental health. As a therapist, I should not be surprised by that. But by far, my biggest takeaway was how I felt mentally and how walking helped my mood. Again, keeping that promise to myself. How much I've learned. Yes, I'm an extrovert, but I value quiet. Oftentimes, I didn't have podcasts on. I was very focused on a mindful walk and paying attention to things around me. It helped my mood. It helped me cope with stress. You know, we've all been there. Yes, my husband and I have been married 25 years. We have a great marriage, but that a great marriage includes you get frustrated with your spouse. So, you know, I would learn to say, I just need to get out and walk, and we will address this when I get back. And those were probably some of my faster walks, right? So getting that stress out in walking, and then feeling better and feeling clearer to talk about it, you know, because it brought the upset level down stuff that I teach. I took some notes because, you know, that's who I'm at. Oh, I think this is important. You know, mentally and emotionally. So I started walking in January of 2023, and my brother died very unexpectedly in December of 2022. So walking was really part of my grieving. And my brother was, he was diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's disease in his 40s, and it really took a lot from him. And he was a bodybuilder, right? So I watched, my brother was my biggest cheerleader when it came to nutritional health and strength training, and he was always encouraging me. And I felt that even, you know, after we lost him unexpectedly to a cardiac event, it became part of my grief journey. There were a lot of tears shed in my walk. There was a lot of, I jumped into seeing a grief therapist for the first time, and I would have my sessions with her virtually, and I would purposely take my walk afterwards to process everything. But at the same time, it was my grief therapist who encouraged me. I'll tell you, if for those of you who are watching, but I'll try to describe it. She's like, when I went with you to walk, I want you to like do this, and I want you to like shake it off, and like it's okay to now put your grief away for a little bit. Because what I've learned for grief therapy is you can't stay in it every single day. You need to take breaks. You have to go back to it. I'm not talking about stuffing your feelings. I'm talking about an intentional, healthy compartmentalizing. There's the word. And, you know, that was really healing for me to say, okay, I've taken this time, this hour of doing therapy. I've reflected a little bit on my walk, but now it's time to put away and walk, and walking helped me do that. So, which brings me to 2024. Many of you are probably wondering, well, is she walking every day? I didn't want to have the rigidity of saying I have to walk every single day. I knew that going into January 2024, and I tried not to walk every day, and it didn't go so well. What had happened is I realized, again, back to my mental health, my emotional health, my spiritual health, I needed it. I needed to have that time where I would show up for myself. We entered 2024 with, again, unexpected stress. My father-in-law became very ill. My mother-in-law moved in with us for 8 weeks. My father-in-law was in the hospital for 8 weeks here in Grand Rapids. I needed that time to get away and to process and to be in nature, which was another big takeaway. I never saw myself as an outside girl. I'm an outside girl now. I would say that. I love to be outside. I'd love to see the seasons change. I never would have noticed that before if I wasn't walking every day.
Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week, but we need your help to keep it going. Become a Berry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to join us.
I think there's a lot to be said for everything that you just said, Laura. I think what sticks out to me is the grief factor, the working through your grief as you're walking. And I love what your therapist said about kind of brushing it off as you're walking. I might use that because I started walking for my grandma. She walked every single day growing up. I just remember her 7 a.m. She had her mittens on, she had her walking poles, and she was out walking. She outwalked 30-year-olds when we went on vacations. And I remember growing up thinking, I want to be that. I want to do that. And when she passed, I thought, man, if I'm going to, be that, I need to walk every day. And that was a huge way for me to work through my grief of losing her. And there were a lot of days where I would have my headphones in and I wouldn't listen to podcasts. I would have them in so people wouldn't talk to me, but also so that I could just kind of focus on what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. And it was a great way for me to really sort out my thoughts. I felt like with every step I could, put something here, put something there, organize what I wanted to get done that day. Or if I had a thought or an emotion I didn't know what to do with, those walks really helped me sort those things out. So I appreciate you bringing that piece up. And I never thought I was an outdoorsy girl either until I started walking.
Right? Yes. I think we all hunger for nature, and it's good to be out. And I never would have noticed, like, going from winter to spring, because I'm in Michigan, so I have all four seasons. It was so exciting to see the buds on the trees. Like, winter had been so long. And then, of course, I love summer, like Michigan. Walking in our Upper Peninsula, hiking up there with waterfalls was beautiful. And then the fall, right? So that's a beautiful time here in Michigan as well, and seeing the color changes. And yeah, I love to be outside. If you ever would have asked me if I would have been walking in like below zero temperatures, no. But I did it, and so did my friend. And I had yak tracks, so I didn't fall. Well, maybe I fell a few times, but I was okay. It's icy here in Michigan.
We none of us learn anything without taking a few stumbles, right? We all didn't learn to walk without first crawling and taking tumbles. And this is no right. This is no different. You don't know what it's going to be like until you try it, until you challenge yourself in a way that's accessible to you. And this was certainly a challenge, Laura, that you set forth for yourself that was accessible to you. And you really checked in with yourself along the way.
I did. And I really learned I was capable of doing more than I ever thought I did. So remember that goal, my walk goal was walk, 2023 kilometers in 2023. And I was like, there's no there's no way I can do that. And then, like in November, I'm like, wait, I'm really close. And so I just looked back today, December, I walked 70 miles.
That's insane. I mean,
But
like,
I was like, I was going to get there cold. 70 miles. So.
and yeah, it's just inspiring. And we're going to talk about this again in the bonus episode, but it's so easy to talk ourselves out of doing things. It's so easy to just believe that little voice in our head that's telling us we can't, we can't, we can't. But that voice is often wrong. It's misleading. It's not true. And part of the work of weight loss surgery, and just part of the work of becoming the person you want to become, is talking back to that voice in your head and providing it with an alternative reality. But you're not going to know if it's true or not unless you try it, unless you just do it.
Right. You have to just do it. And yes, we are going to talk about this more in the bonus episode, but I think it's important to let you know they weren't all easy days. There were days I did not feel like walking, even doing 10 minutes. It's not like I'm a bariatric therapist, and that means I don't have arguments in my head about intentional movement. I certainly have arguments in my head about intentional movement, and there were days I didn't want to do it. And we'll address that, in the bonus episode, talking about, what were some techniques I used. I use the things that I teach my patients to just do it. So.
Right. Were there touchstones along the way, or were there physical things that you collected or leaned on when things did get difficult?
Yeah. So, obviously I turned 50 last year, so I had this goal of doing 12 5Ks before I turned 50, one a month. So when I turned 49, so that was really fun. And I have my little, I brought these here to show you my medals. So if you're watching, but if you're listening, you can hear it as well. This can motivate you. Like I look at those, I have them hanging in my bedroom, and I'm like, wow, like I really did that. And that's amazing, and that felt really good. And I also, they didn't all have to be a formal, like fancy race that I had to pay money to be part of. Sometimes, like life happens, and I couldn't get that in a month. And so, what I did is I would walk a 5K in my neighborhood. I obviously have learned all the routes in my neighborhood. So, I knew what a 5K distance was. And look at this, I bought a medal pack off of Amazon. Right. So if you're watching, I bought this medals, didn't cost me much. And my husband said, that's such a Laura thing to do. And I said, I know, because I'm getting my medal because it counts. I don't care if it's a formal walk or I did it in my neighborhood. So this motivates me. Some other touchstones I have to say is this is back to my mental, my emotional needs, is time with my daughter. My daughter did a lot of walking with me, and even my daughter at college. So if I would go visit her, she's 2 hours away now, we would do a walk together. And not only do I love modeling that, like I'm modeling to them to not only get movement in, but to show up for themselves and to keep a promise to themselves meant a lot to me that they could see me doing that. And I've just cherished the conversations that I've had with my daughters on walks. And also, my husband and I, we've taken walks too, obviously. And, I did them every, like on a hard day. I'll be honest, there was one day last year where I had to have my colonoscopy. And I was like, oh, I don't. And it, by the way, if you get a colonoscopy, you want to have them. And I'll talk more about that in the bonus episode, but you want to have them in the morning. And this one was an add-on, so I had to have it late. It just was not cool. So that means I slept a lot. I didn't get my walk in before because I felt like crap. But I'll never forget my daughter waking me up. She came into my room and she said, Mom, are you going to get your walk in today? And so I'm like, yeah, if you'll go with me. And I was still a little not steady from, the sedation. And she walked with me, arm in arm to the corner and back. Right. And I'm so like, again, we all have 10 minutes. Even on a day you get a colonoscopy, I got out there and I walked because it's just what I do. And I can still see her shaking me like, Mom, Mom, you gonna get your walk in today? Right. And they were my biggest cheerleaders, right? To have them on New Year's Eve, with the signs and the horns and all the things, So they call me Queen.
Wear that crown proudly. Exactly. I mean,
Oh, my most favorite. I forgot. Can I share the other thing that I brought?
yes, of course.
These are my shoes that did most of the miles. You can see, look at, there's a hole here. There's a hole over here. Look at the bottom. There's almost a hole like up
The
here.
tread's gone.
The tread is gone. And these shoes are really connected to my brother as well, because he had some savings and life insurance money that my dad gave to us girls. There's four of us in our family. And I bought these shoes with some of that money. So again, I felt like Richard was with me all the way, cheering me on, and I didn't want to give them up. And I had to buy a new one, so, because it's important to take care of your feet. But I probably did almost all the 600 miles in these shoes. And my daughter was like, okay, are you going to donate them? Because I just got new shoes a couple weeks ago. I'm like, no, because these ones are really special to me. For 2023, I walked every single day. So that's motivating.
Those go in a shadow box. That's what those do. And you put
Right?
them on your wall.
Right? Exactly.
I
Exactly. So, yeah, they're special. So.
This conversation, Laura, I know, is going to inspire so many people to think about this differently. And you know, sometimes we also need that friendly check for our mindset, right? Because it's like, well, if Laura can do this, you know, and I always refer to you as, you know, the wizard in our community, because you're just so insightful and you're so, you know, you have so much to give and teach. And we often put you and others kind of on a pedestal, because it's like, well, you're the expert, you know how to do this. And we forget that you are human too, and that you are working through the same things that we are. This is a wonderful way for us to go, okay, if Laura can do this, I can too. If Laura can allow and give herself permission to move for 10 minutes and call that good, I can too. Right? It's a powerful lesson that we all need to be reminded of often, because in our society, it's very easy to put people on a pedestal and say, well, they're doing everything right. They don't, you know, worry or work through the same things that I do. Simply not true. Simply not true.
Not true. And one other nugget I want to give you is, I think as women, when it comes to our social life and connecting with other women, that's extremely important. We often do that around food. And so that was really challenged for me last year as well, as I started meeting my friends for walks, including another expert in the Berry Nation, Christy DeLora. We would connect because I don't get to see her every day. We used to work together. We would connect for walks instead of meeting together for coffee or a glass of wine. I mean, there's still stuff, I do that as well. So we would meet for walks, and you just walk longer and you chat, and it was great. It was great fun. So, those are fun too. We can meet for a walk. We don't always have to meet for a meal.
Yep. We talk about this often in Berry Nation, and we really try to live it too. Every time that we host an informal meetup or get together, movement is almost always a part of that, right? Maybe we'll go to lunch, you know, before, or we'll do dinner after, but we meet to move together, and it's a very powerful way to focus on movement in our bariatric life. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, Laura, before we kind of ask for your parting thoughts, I do want to pivot a little bit and let people know you are going to be teaching in Berry Nation starting,
Yes,
right? So you're
next week, a
still,
week from
I know,
today.
a week from today, right? I
A
know.
week
I
from
was
today.
like, oh my God, it's been a hot minute. So you are always leading in the Berry Nation support community, right? It is always, you're always on the calendar for support groups, but you're going to redeploy some of your time and start teaching in Berry Nation. So will you let us know, like, what is the class series all about, and when is your first class? Give us the date and the time.
Yes. So first class is going to be March 28th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to start teaching every other week what I'm just going to call bariatric head work topics. So the first one is bariatric head work, just an introduction. What is it? Why do we need it? Our second one is taking getting a little more specific, cognitive behavioral therapy strategies and applying those to the bariatric journey. And I'm collecting topics from patients in the community because I want to teach what patients want. But topics I've taught on before are things, of course, soothing yourself without food, breaking free from shame, relapse management, realistic goal setting, building and using your support team, all of those sort of things. So I'm just excited. It's one of the things I've missed the most. And so I'm thankful that Berry Nation's given me the opportunity to teach again.
Oh, it is going to be a fabulous opportunity to learn in real time with Laura. And the wonderful thing about classes in Berry Nation is we record them and then we store them in our on-demand kind of video resource library. So we have an entire section of Berry Nation of the community that is just dedicated to these on-demand resources because we understand sometimes the timing's not right, or like life happens, right? You know you're going to attend that class and then, oh my gosh, something pops up and you can't make it. So right. These classes are recorded and available to you in that on-demand format. And as a member of Berry Nation, you can attend all of the classes, all of the meetups, all of the support groups that you see on our calendar. It is not limited to you having to pick or choose. You get access to every single one of them. So if you want to attend everything on the calendar, you absolutely can. It's a wonderful place to turn to when you need that support, when you're ready for learning, or you just want to have some fun and connect with other patients.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Laura. Well, what is the one thing that you're hoping people leave this conversation with?
Move. Just move. Move your body. It's good for you at all levels. Sorry if you can hear my dog.
This is the perfect life lives. And this
life lives.
These are what these conversations. This is one of the reasons they're so magical, right? This isn't scripted. This isn't anything. This is us just having an opportunity to connect with you as a person and learn from your own life experiences. We are so thankful for your time, Laura, and your willingness to share this piece of you that has been such a essential part of your own personal life journey.
I have loved the opportunity.
If you are listening or watching, know you can always go back and replay this. And if you got value out of it, please consider supporting the podcast. For $5 a month, you literally help us ensure these conversations reach as many people as needed. And as a bonus, you'll get access to those bonus episodes and invitations to join us for community only special events. Go to berrynationpodcast.com if you would like to become a supporter. Laura, thank you again so much for your time. We will make sure we link all of your contact information in the show notes so people can connect with you in the Berry Nation community and outside.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for your time and allowing me to talk about something that, yes, I talk about professionally, but I love to talk about it personally and how it impacted me.
Thank you, Fred. Miss Nat, you want to take us out?
Of course. Again, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. If you found value, if you feel empowered after this podcast episode, again, please consider joining the Berry Nation support community. Join us for Laura's classes upcoming. And if you want more content, you want more of Laura, you can also become a Patreon supporter for just $5 a month. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this and we've got you. We'll see you next time.
Hi, friends.